A Vermont Newspaper Trade Association has decided not to admit online publications as full members. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, in doing so, the organization kept in place a nearly 70-year tradition.
Membership to the Vermont Press Association is open to newspapers in the state. And the term newspaper was defined in the organization's constitution when it was written in 1948. Journalist Paul Heintz says that definition is outdated, and he offered wording for an amendment to the association's constitution that would include online publications such as VT Digger that operate as news outlets but don't publish physical papers.
The term newspaper shall be defined as a journalistic enterprise that reports Vermont news firsthand, disseminates it chiefly through the written word, employs professional reporters and editors, and publishes regularly in print or online.
Heintz is a board member of the Vermont Press Association, but the majority of the board did not agree with the change. In fact, the board proposed its own amendment, which would allow non-voting associate memberships for online news outlets. On Thursday, members of the Vermont Press Association considered both amendments.
Randolph?
Yes.
The Herald of Randolph was the only newspaper to vote in favor of Heintz's amendment. 31 other papers, including his own employer, voted...
7 days?
No.
Michelle Monroe is executive editor at the St. Albans Messenger. Here's how she explained her paper's vote.
We believe that the VPA is a trade organization. It's a trade association. It is not a society of journalists. And so as a trade association, its function is to represent the interests of businesses who publish newspapers. And that's what we are. And that gives us interests that are separate and sometimes opposed to online news organizations.
Another point of contention was the newspaper's desire to maintain revenue from legal advertisements. Some raised the concern that if the association redefines the term newspaper, it might open the door to allow legal ads to be printed online instead of in local papers of record. However, the membership voted unanimously to allow online publications to join as associate members. VT Digger founder and editor Ann Galloway was there for both votes.
I was disappointed that we didn't become members today, that we don't have the opportunity to become members, but I also understand where they're coming from, and I'll do my best to try to help them understand that we want to collaborate and compete. We do both.
Galloway says VT Digger will join as an associate member, which will allow the site's reporters to enter journalism contests sponsored by the Vermont Press Association and the New England Newspaper Association. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.